This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of the very important topic, rightly dividing the word of truth. And by that we mean looking at the fact that there are different covenants in the Bible and that men living today now live under the new covenant, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Recall the words of the Apostle Paul to the people of Athens as recorded in Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. The times of ignorance therefore God overlooked, but now he commandeth all men everywhere that they should repent, inasmuch as he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Note that Paul is contrasting what used to be the case with what is now the case. Now he says God commands all men everywhere to repent. That indicates that God now has a universal law, that is, a law which is addressed to everybody. One and the same law is addressed to everybody on earth. But before that law came into force, that was not the case. It used to be that God had patriarchal law given to people who were other than Jews, and the law of Moses given to the Jews. But when the day of Pentecost came, then that was changed, and the gospel of Christ was addressed to all men. Remember in the giving of the Great Commission just before he ascended back to the Father, Jesus said, as recorded in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 beginning, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, he that believeth not shall be condemned." Now prior to that time, the Lord had never said anything about a law that was to be addressed to all men. That is, he had not given it as a law in force. Now he's telling them that shortly the Holy Spirit is to come upon them, and then they will be his witnesses both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and under the uttermost parts of the earth. Luke chapter 24, verses 44 to 49, and Acts chapter 1, verses 6 to 8. And so we find that the law of Moses was not a universal law, but the New Testament of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is, and that the Old Testament could not save man. It had blood offered that could not wash away sin. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. But the blood of Christ can do so. In Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, the Apostle Paul says, "But God commendeth," that is, he proved or established, "his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, shall we be saved from the wrath of God through him." Further, we find in Ephesians 1 and 7 that we have redemption through his blood. We are delivered from the power and the clutches of the guilt and the consequences of sin by the power of the blood of Christ. But friends, the blood of bulls and goats offered under the Old Testament could not do that. It is so very important then for men to understand the difference in the covenants. And the Bible gives a great deal of attention to giving us information that will help us to see that. Now note again in Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 1, we find a very important passage which shows that we are saved by the new covenant, but men could not be saved by the old covenant. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the ordinance of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Now, Paul is saying here that we do have salvation in Christ by means of the law of the Spirit of life, which is the law of Christ, the law of the Holy Spirit, which is the gospel or the new covenant. But the law could not attain unto that. It is, of course, the case that men who lived under the old covenant will be in heaven in eternity, but it will be because of their faithfulness under that law, but their salvation by the blood of Christ, which reached back to them as well as forward, according to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 15.